Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Magic of Love. You are on the very first episode. This is the intro to the show where we're going to take you into your relationships, love. We're going to take you to your relationships. You have the master coaches, Reverend Valerie Love and Roberto A. Sanchez, and we are here to serve you and your relationship issues, your relationship questions, and everything to do with relationships. So let's get started. First, let's say hello to the wizard. As you know, the witch and the wizard do this show, The Magic of Love. So let's say hello to the wizard. So, wizard, how are you?
I'm doing great. How are you guys doing?
Well, I am doing fantastic. Now, the question is, from the perspective of relationships and the magic of love, as you know, we are doing a deep dive into relationships and into all the things that our relationships bring us in life. And so what is your word that you want to say to our listeners on inviting them here every week for their relationship coaching questions?
Well, I guess what I really, really would like to urge people and is that when we talk about love and relationships and things of that nature, give me 1 second. A lot of times we get specific relationships or love relationships or specific issues, and I want to urge people to really look at that. All our interactions and our contacts are relationships, and all relationships are the same. It's just the level of intimacy and consistency that varies. So I urge all of our listeners to come and share and bring some of the issues they might have or that they know others that have had, because we've been presenting with so many issues or issues we've even had in the past, because a lot of those issues still resonate in us and are unresolved and surface at a later time when we are unaware of it and think that it's a new issue or something that others are causing, when in reality the issue is within ourselves.
Wow, awesome. And one of the things that I hear a lot from clients is there are 4 things. So number one, some of the relationship issues that we really get to dive into. Number one, why did he cheat on me? Why did she cheat on me? So number one relationship issue that we hear a lot from people is cheating. Number two, why did he leave me? Why did she leave me? So abandonment. People leave and people get very upset and so forth and so on. Number three is, why is it that I keep calling in the one, because we work with a lot of spiritual folks, right? So they're doing prayers and meditation and then visualization and the vision board. They think that they keep calling in the one, but they keep getting not the one. So they think they have the one, they start dating, and once they get into the thick of things, they see, oh, yet again, it's not the one. And then the fourth and final one is, how can I truly manifest the love relationship of my dreams? And everyone wants this because we know it's encoded in our DNA to be in relationship. So we know that we are supposed to be in relationship, but why do so few people really have that connection, that amazing love relationship? So what say you about that, wizard, that this show is titled, you know, Why Your Relationships Are So Messed Up?
Well, when I look at all these questions, obviously we're going to dive into these much more deeper and with much more thoroughness at the Magic of Love Retreat. So I don't want to give all the juices and spices because you must come and get them. But what I will say is that it's always boils down to this for me. It's always boils down to you and yourself and your connection and your alignment with God. The issue normally is our own self-awareness and what are we aware of what's really going on within ourselves. I think that actually answers most of the other questions, because once we get aligned with what we're going through, then we see why things are happening, like why he left. And you can see your part in it and why is it happening to you consistently. Because we're always the common denominator. We're always saying, why did they do this? Why did he cheat? You said, why did he leave? Why the one never comes? Or why can I truly manifest love? Well, the only issue in that question that keeps reoccurring is why I cannot get, or why is this not happening to me? So when we look at ourselves, we look at a lot of things that we allow to happen, a lot of things that we invite into our lives, a lot of things that we are calling, a lot of things that we are attracting, a lot of things that we are asking to our lives that are not necessarily supposed to be there or don't even want to be there.
Whoa.
Okay, and creating these blockages for the things that should be there, and creating confusion and cloudiness in our own perception and our own love and our own heart, which leads to tragic things.
Mm-hmm.
Many of them that I've experienced myself.
Yeah, happened to me
all. And dealt with professionally.
Mm-hmm. So what's your background? What is it that you have been really privileged on the planet to do in the form of counseling families and young people and drug counseling? You have a rich background in counseling and really helping people.
Well, I've been blessed to, first of all, before the counseling, because a lot of times we have to look at our life experiences and our paths and our road. And a lot of times our degrees or our job reflects some of the things that we've had within or we dealt with our experiences. So at a young age, obviously, having parents who migrated from the Dominican Republic, I was always in the mix with translating food stamps, seeing people in need, living in a neighborhood of high poverty. So I was always in the mix of helping people and understanding and seeing the legal issues and so on. So once I entered college, I realized that I had a lot of psychology classes that I was taking and that I should probably just be a psych major. And I didn't plan to be a counselor, but I was blessed to enter that path and that road and that career. And I ended up started working with troubled youth, high-risk families, doing intense interventions. So when we do that, I worked with the whole family. So I did individual, family. I went into the school systems and worked with them. I've worked with BC Superior Court children who are highly troubled youth. Dual diagnosis. I've done just about everything as far as counseling, mm-hmm. drug and alcohol. So that's really where where my professional career has been. But a lot of my experience has also been on a personal level, due to the fact that I've always been highly sociable and always interacting and in the community doing work and helping others and gaining experiences and knowledge through relationships, through the counseling, through the individual, through the marriage counseling, through the couples, and so it's been okay. It's not as long as an extent as yours is, because your background is amazing and it's truly inspirational, which is why I'm here with you.
Well, I love this work we do that we get to do in the way of human transformation. So what's the show going to be like every week? So every week we get to invite all our peeps here, which we love, love, love our peeps. I love tubers all over the world. Over 20-some thousand odd subscribers as of today, as of this moment. And then we've got lots of thousands and thousands of followers on Facebook as well. And we've got just an amazing global community that can tap in. We're going to be inviting our peeps to come here on Sunday nights at 11 p.m. to this Tantra Talks series so that they can listen as we coach live. So we're going to be coaching live. So what do you love about the live coaching and really coaching people live through their issues on the show?
Wow, what I love about the live thing, there's a lot that I love about it. I'm excited. Sorry, I'll lower my voice a little bit.
You don't have to curb your enthusiasm.
Well, what I love about the live is that it's not set up. There's no pre-thinking. It's just real. It's things are about to get nasty and funky. It doesn't matter. You know, hopefully we have the right people listening. But I love the fact that when things are brought up new, we can actually help people on the spot. There's no time. There's no planification. There's no nothing. It's pure skills, straight from the heart. And what I love the most is that these people are brave enough to call in and to actually discuss these issues, whether they're theirs or not. To me, that says a lot about the person, and it also says a lot about their character, and not only that, but where they are as far as seeking help and gaining help and ready to make the changes that they need to do. So I think there's a lot of value in it, and of course, it's just the excitement. Who doesn't love the excitement of not knowing what's coming?
Oh.
Not knowing what's coming, but being fully confident that we can assist people with our experience, with our passion, and with our desire to do so. So I think this actually fits us pretty well because we're actually very intuitive. We're highly motivated. We're always moving, and we're quick on our feet. I mean, we are New Yorkers, I forget.
That's right. We are from New York.
We are from New York, yeah.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah. New Yorkers, we're ready for anything at any time.
Exactly.
It's encoded in your DNA, right?
Exactly.
That readiness, because you never know what's going to pop off. Because, you know, different things pop off, different places. You always have a readiness plan in your back pocket.
Yeah, exactly. And that when you're Latino from New York, you wear a different hat. Today I'm the janitor. Tomorrow I'm the counselor. The next day I'm the babysitter. Now I'm doing parenting.
Yeah.
In the home when I'm 13. I mean, you just never know.
Oh, yeah.
And I love that. And I love that. There's something to that, you know, and just the fresh issues that come up. And it's amazing because at the end of the day, we're just helping people. All we want to do.
All we want to do. That's it.
And as a counselor, and I'm sure for you as well, and that's what I love, the spiritual aspect that you also bring to the counseling, which is something that I've always practiced. And but, you know, we're not at the... But it's just the clarity and clearing people's perceptions and their minds so that they can clearly see things in a way that they weren't able to do so. I mean, there's something great about it. Even when I talk to you, you know, when I'm in the mix, I don't have that clarity. The counselor needs counseling, as I've said before.
Oh, we do. Yeah. We absolutely do.
So it's amazing, and it's great to be there for people to do that because that is what we do, and we're able to share that. And I think that's amazing, and I think that's one of the greatest things of doing this cast and what we're doing. It's just
a
beautiful experience, and it feeds our soul.
Oh, yes. So fulfilling. So fulfilling. So now let's get down to...
So soul fulfilling.
So let's get down to what are we actually doing at the Magic of Love. So we know at the Magic of Love, we've got retreats and we've got our offerings that we have for our people. So can we talk a little bit about, you know, what kinds of things the Magic of Love folks can expect to see from the Magic of Love?
There's a lot. Well, I'll let you do the front part if you like, or you want me to take it off. And I'll just jump right into the magic. Well, the Magic of Love, we're going to do a series of offerings. Okay, we're going to talk about spiritual partnerships. Okay, spiritual matchmaking. These are things that are actually going to be in the future and that we're actually putting together. We're even looking at some spiritual escort services and high vibration colors. We've been talking about that.
Yeah, that cuddling thing, that's a big thing. That's a big thing.
It's amazing. Have you seen how it's been taken off?
Yes. What? Yes. People need that. Yes. Professional cuddlers, and they get paid good money.
Now.
To love on people.
I know.
That's beautiful.
But they should be spiritually aligned.
Yeah, they have to be spiritually aligned because I can't have nobody cuddling on me and they all somewhere strange.
Or you're doing the wrong things.
Right.
That's not really within the spirit.
Right.
And we
that's not a lie.
We don't need a raunchy cuddler. Raunchy cuddler.
Raunchy cuddler.
Yeah.
Oh, you are a raunchy cuddler.
Yeah, we don't need.
Yeah. get thee behind me, Rauntica.
Exactly.
No, wait a minute. No, get thee out, Rauntica. Like,
you bring your remote control. That is not the remote control on the table. Get off of me.
We can't do that. No, they got to be high vibration. High vibration, right?
Yeah.
What about relationship retreat? So we have a retreat coming up in Sedona, Arizona, May 11th to the 14th at themagicoflove.com. So what do you want to say about the incredible healing vortex that is Sedona? So we're talking about the relationship retreats. What can folks expect from that?
Can we even put that into words?
We can't even put it into words.
You know what we're going to do? This is
what
we're going
to
do. We have some footage from Arizona that we didn't even put together yet. Okay? We have one that we've worked on somewhat, but it's not uploaded or anything. Tonight, we're going to upload one of our Arizona videos. Okay? Okay? I don't want to give them too much. I don't want to give them about...
Will that be at the Magic of Love? That will be at the Magic of Love?
It will be in the area, because the one I have in mind is one that I was attempting to tape together, of course, with your help.
I'm happy to help.
Because we're here tonight together, I guess we could really put it together and upload it, and with
wow.
no issue.
Wow.
I don't know who's in Eastern Time, Central Time, or Mountain Time, but you had to give us a few hours. Cause
where are we
on our route to?
Florida, on our way to a cruise.
Yes, we're on our way
to the Wakaya Nation, absolutely.
Yes.
So now what about some of these, you know, we talked about yoni eggs as we talk about relationships and healing the root chakra and the whole experience of, you know, healing this root chakra. And in the root chakra, we have issues of trust. Trust. What say you about that?
About the issues of trust?
Trust. That's a big one. Trust. Most people are at some level of mistrust.
Well, most of us, I think, function at a level of mistrust to a certain extent, because if we didn't, there will be no issues.
That's true.
And
we
everybody will be
universe completely
aligned. Okay.
All needs met. Everything taken care of.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. And even our conversation today, I talked about some of my
mm-hmm.
mistrust issues. Now, when it relates to relationships, it's usually amplified and magnified because we're dealing with someone else and we're dealing with a higher energy and a higher vibration emotionally. Because it's all about the energy, as a very smart reverend always tells me. It's all about the energy. It's all about the energy.
Energy is everything, isn't it? Energy is everything, yeah.
Yeah. So the mistrust, it goes back of you dealing with your issues within. And it's usually, your mistrust is usually a manifestation of what you're really dealing with and coping with inside, or not coping with inside.
Ooh,
not
coping with.
Like a better word.
Exactly.
But if you're going to get some detailed information out of me, you're going to have to see me at the Magic of Love Retreat in Arizona,
Bell Rock.
Yeah.
What could you?
And we didn't even talk to the time about Bell Rock.
Oh, that's exactly what I was getting ready to ask. I was about to go there. You can feel me going there. Bell Rock, what can we say about Bell Rock? Now, we spent 4 hours on Bell Rock, and Bell Rock is absolutely a part of every retreat that we take a journey to. And Sedona is really a calling. Sedona is a soul sojourn. Sedona is a space of healing, and the people that you meet and the experiences you have, it's like you're not even, it's like you left planet Earth almost, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's not even really part of planet Earth, technically.
I don't think it is.
It's the crystals and the people.
This is mind-boggling, isn't it?
This
is really where I am. It's the people.
People.
Because previously to me, reaching Arizona, reaching Sedona, and understanding the power, understanding to stand on Bell Rock, to remove my shoes and my socks,
and plant my feet on the rock,
and feel the energy, okay? Going there with you and several individuals to have a jam session was not supposed to be anywhere near 4 hours.
Nowhere near.
Nowhere at all.
We thought, you know, go for an hour.
The spirit had full control of what was going on, and it was speaking through us, and we were feeling it. And, I mean, I honestly feel I've been through so many spiritual experiences, you know, in Dubai and going to the mosque, going to the church, the synagogue, going to here, going to the temple, you know, the Buddhist temple. And I don't believe that I felt my DNA. I felt like my DNA changed.
Ooh.
Like I came back and my family was looking at me like,
actually, they called you. Then they go, saying, thank you.
Wow.
I hear my pastor say,
Yeah.
To him. My son different now. I was looking at him like, huh? Excuse me? What was that before?
What was I rapping?
Exactly.
Wow.
I thought
I was okay.
I'm going to a prayer group now. What are we speaking of?
Wow.
So
it's
ridiculous. And then when we went up to the cathedral,
woo!
I mean, to
Church
touch,
of the Holy, wow. The Chapel of the Holy Cross.
Wow.
Chapel of the Holy
so
Cross.
Many breakdowns, emotionally overwhelming.
Oh, my goodness.
I mean, when I touched that granite,
woo!
It was ridiculous.
Reverberation, the vibration in that place is so high.
It was ridiculous.
And the candles burning and all the people that come there, from all over the world, it's almost like as soon as they step in, they just something comes over them like a hush. Like you can't even be loud and boisterous
mm-hmm.
in that place.
Mm-hmm.
You go and you sit in that chapel and you're just like, you just sit there.
And you just feel it.
Stuff just starts happening. I believe it's a time warp. Because the first time I went to the Chapel of the Holy Cross, I sat there. I didn't know if I was sitting there for 10 minutes or for 4 hours. I really did not. I had lost time.
Yeah, I actually agree with you. And I had the same feeling. And I had the same feeling. And I looked up and I was like, what time
well,
is
yeah, it? Like, where am I?
You
know, am I?
Did they leave me
late?
I thought the
is
group left.
Family? You don't know. What happened? And the change that have body in your spirit, it's like the angels are encamped all around in up and through the place. The shop downstairs. Have you ever seen a shop like that downstairs beneath the church? Have you
no.
ever seen a shop like that?
No. No. And what was crazier about the shop downstairs that there were several items that I felt were just calling me. And there was one that I touched that I became really emotional.
Mm.
And I remember, like, stopping myself from bursting out into tears. And I said, I don't know why I'm doing
this. You can tell we're going to be spiritually reverberating places. Like, you just start crying for no reason. And you don't even know why you're crying.
Exactly.
You're not sad.
Exactly.
Boring. This is boring.
I was in rest of this for like 2 hours. Didn't y'all get all of it? Didn't all of it come out?
I was already stretched out.
Exactly.
Oh, wow.
Thank God that the stools were low. I would have fell down anyway up there while I was praying.
Yeah, because something about that is so humbling. It takes you low, doesn't it? It causes you to just drop your head and just fall to your knee. It melts you. Spirit can melt us in a second, can it?
Yes.
It can just take us straight to our knees in a second.
Yes.
If we're willing and open, vulnerable and conciliatory in that space. Like if you're really in that space, they will take you there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But you have to be in the space.
You have to be in the space. So the show is about to wrap up.
Well, I'm so sorry I had to get this quick. But when we talk about Barak, we'll touch about it later. We'll touch a little bit on it. But the shops and the people, when you have all these combinations, it just takes the whole vortex and the energy to a whole nother level.
To a whole nother level. So we'll be back here next week on the magic of love, of course, for which individual at your service. So grateful for this opportunity to share with you. And we're going to coach you up in your relationships. So be here live, call in, and ask your relationship to relationship bliss. Any closing words you want to say, Wizard?
C see you next time. We love you, the witch and the wizard. We're waiting for you.
Signing off. Be blessed.